Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special from your words. This year, you. Well, this chus. Chai chanabas on Adel, social Israel. In Parashas Lech Lecha, we read about the quarrel between the shepherds of Avram and Lot. And Avram Avinu says to Lot, I'll call it Sofanachi, pardon me, Elaim, Smov, Emina. The whole land is in front of you. If you go left, I'll go right. If you go right, I'll go left. Ad kan mitivrei ha-pasuk. And we are going to base our analysis on that. Amrein Rabbeinu Gaon Reb David Tzal. Rashi says, b'chol asher teishev lo tzarek m'chol memo l'chol amagin l'ezer. Wherever you go, I'm not going to go far from you, and I'll be a shield and a helper to you. And in the end, he needed it because Avraham Avinu took him out from captivity. You have to understand the pasuk is talking about richuk. He said, "Let's separate." And talk a day separation, he tells him, "No, I'll be with you. Don't worry about it. I'll help you out." Sechacham talks about that in Osnun. So this is Parakid Gimel Pasik Tes. And Pasik Alef says, V'yivcha Lot, Eskol Kikar Yadim, V'yitza Lot Mikedem, V'yipardu Ish Me'al Achiv. Lot chooses Kol Kikar Yadim. He travels and he separates man from his brother. We have to understand, L'chora, first there was the Peirut, and then there was the Nesia. Like it says over here, he parid na me'alai, first separate. If you go left, I go right. If you go right, I go left. They're also, for sure, first mentioned the separation, but it doesn't do that. First it says that he traveled, and then he separated. Should be he separated, then he traveled. It would appear, Behekdem Pasuk Ches, V'yomer Avram Elot, Anatim Riva Benio Venecho Benoai Benorecha, Kenashim Achim Anachim. Avram says to Lot, let there not be a quarrel between me and you, between my shepherds and your shepherds, we're brothers. It's hard to understand. You only shouldn't quarrel because you're brothers. Chal, you shouldn't quarrel. And Baruch Hayim HaKadosh. Not that it says brothers, Rashi brings from Bereishis Rabbah, they look like each other. So L'chora, what does the fact that they look like each other have to do with a quarrel? Because we look alike, we shouldn't quarrel. So what's the saying that we shouldn't quarrel because we're brothers? We shouldn't quarrel because we look alike. We shouldn't quarrel. What does Avram mean? So it appears follows. We have to understand that Mariva, a quarrel, is when two people are distant from each other. L'chora, what's the solution? In other words, they have a quarrel. How are you going to solve the quarrel by separating? That's how you're solving the quarrel. Alright, what's the problem? The problem is you're distant from each other. So distancing yourself from each other is going to solve the problem. Problem is you're distant. How are you going to solve the problem? By distancing yourself from each other. That's going to solve the problem. We're brothers. We have a familial connection. We have a bodily connection. And there's another type of brotherhood that your brothers in mitzvahs. And here the brotherhood was through their class, their panim, which is the tzelem elokim, which is the tzua sa'odah. In other words, they have a derech van haga mishutefes. Lot went on the derech of Avram. And that Avram said, Shehameriva tivatel v'techalek ha'achva hazo. שהתוצאה תהיה שתסתלק לוט, יסתלק לוט מנרכו של אברהם. אברהם אבינו said that a quarrel is going to nullify their brotherhood. That the outcome is going to be that Lot is no longer going to go in the Derech of Avram. Because of that, he must small ve'emina. Before we have to understand. Avram Avinu remained in his place. How did he say, ve'emina asmila? If you go right, I'll stay in my place. If you go left, I'll stay in my place. Avram Avinu doesn't have to go anywhere. Lot's going to go right or left. We discussed this in a previous year. Wherever you mean in small or shayach, only when there's a relationship. When there's a relationship between two people, he's on the right, he's on the left. But if there's no nekudat yachas, there's no point of connection, he's not on this guy's left, he has nothing to do with him. Al-Zeh-Aman, like we speak about in politics, the right wing, the left wing. There's only a right wing because there's a left wing. There's only a left wing because there's a right wing. They have a yachas to each other. And that Avraham Avinu said that if you distance yourself from me, there's still going to be a yachas. If you're on the left, I'll be on the right. If you're on the right, I'll be on the left. We're still going to have a relationship. And therefore, I'll be able to defend you. I'll be a magen, like Rashi says. The Pasuk is really telling us that they're going to remain brothers. We're brothers and we're going to solve the problem not by distancing ourselves. But you're going to go your way, I'm going to go my way, but I'm always going to be by your side. If you go left, I'll be to your right. If you go to right, I'll be to your left. But we're going to have a yachas to each other. And this way we're going to remain brothers. You're going to keep following my hanhaga. Paskir says, Yisrael Reza Merkos Kol Kikaradin Kula Mashkil Fnei Shachis. Mar Nazir, 23a, Medrash Rabba. It says, Shakola Avero. Shemishumach Yuchashak Bistam. He looked at it, it looked great. This is before God destroyed stone. Medrash Rabba says that it's all Avero. That's why Lot wanted stone. It says, Vayisa Lot Mikedem. Rashi brings from the Medrash, they see Atzmosh Mikadmona Shalom, he separated himself from God. He said, I don't want Avram, I don't want his God. And that it says, Vayipardu Ish Me'alochiv. Not like it says in Pasuk Tes, Yipardu Ne'me'alai. Should have said, Vayipardu Zemizeh. No. Avram Avinu said, Me'alai. In other words, the physical closeness is not going to be the same. But we're going to remain brothers, we're going to remain brothers in spirit. I'll still be by your side. I'll still help you in times of need. That's not what Lot said. Lot moved away from the Derech of Avram. He moved away from the brotherhood. I don't want Avram. I don't want his God. It's Lashon of Hafrada. I want to separate from you, me'alochi, from the brotherhood. It isn't just a physical distance, it's also a spiritual, emotional distance. So according to this, it emerges that Lamaisa Avraham Avinu went out to war to save Lot. It's not because he had his chayvus of imasmo ve'imin avin masmila, because that's now batal. Because Lot was menatek the achva. Lot said, I don't want you, I don't want your God. So you said you're going to be by my side, I'm not interested in you. So he was mevatel this whole Heskim. What comes out is Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayichor es Lot ves Rechusha ben Achi Avram. Why does it say ben Achi Avram? It's coming to tell us that Be'etzim, their Kavana B'mocham, was not on Stom and Lot. Memela, because he's also in stone. But rather, their kavana is on Lot, because he's Shaykh to Avram. It was a Mocham on Avram. Torah Shlema from the means of the Medrash, Yochich Sov Shlabala, which feel like him for Lot. So to Lahedja, Zohar Chadash. I like when they knock down the Empire State Building, the Twin Towers. I don't like that. But part of the story that's interesting is that they said they're doing it to fight against Israel. That's why they're knocking down the building. I said it before. Isn't that interesting? What does Israel have to do with this? This is Midtown Manhattan, downtown Manhattan. What does it mean, Israel? Israel's 6,000 miles away. The answer is it's always a war against Israel, somehow. Everything is for Israel. Rabbi Beryl Wine tells great stories. He tells the stories once sitting on an airplane next to some woman, I think she was a professor. And she realized he was Jewish, he looked pretty Jewish. Looks pretty Jewish, should be well. And she said, all the problems in the world are your fault. So he said, it's not our fault, necessarily, but it's all because of us. It's all because of Yisrael, as I'll tell us. This world also all came back to Avraham Avinu. And that it says in Pasuk Gedal, the Kinnish Ba'achiv, the Rosh Lem brings in the Medrash, that he looked like Avraham. It says in Pasuk Yedaled, Vayorek es chanichav. That's in Perek Yedaled, Pasuk Yedaled, Vishma Ram Kinish Ba'achiv. Heard that his brother had been taken captive. Vayorek es chanichav yilide beso. And he armed his, as Rashi renders it, his trained men, born in his house, 318 of them, and gave chase as far as Dan. So the Medrash brings, cited by the Torah Shlema, is in Medrash Rabbah. I don't know if this one is cited by the Torah Shlema, but the Medrash says Medrash Rabbah. Shem Reb Nechemish Avram Hori Panav Kenegda. Amar Eitzei Vepel Akidah Shmo Shal Mako. Avram Avinu literally like made his face green because of them. He really put in a tremendous amount of effort. And he endangered himself. He said, I'm willing to fall on Kiddush Hashem. What does Kiddush Hashem have to do with anything? The answer is the Rambam. When Jews wage war, it has to be Al Yichud Hashem V'Kiddush Shmo. To sanctify God's oneness, his name. We discussed this at length in our Shiurim on the Rambam, if I'm not mistaken. And if not, look in the Sefer Ber Miriam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tezvav. Unbelievable. So here was a Milchama Neged Avram, which is the Milchama's Mitzvah. Enemies are coming on you. Rambam Malachim 5:1, it's a Kiddush Hashem. So Mitzvah is Chayiv, he wasn't Chayiv. Because Lot said, I don't want to have anything to do with you or your God. But Avraham Avinu did it to me, because he realized it was a war against him. So now we understand why Avraham was an Azer to him. Avraham Avinu was saying, I'll still be by your side. And we understand that Avraham Avinu didn't have to move, but he's saying, I'll be on your right or left. I'll always be by your side. And Lot wanted to get away. Vayivchar Lot is called Kikar Yardin Vayisa. He traveled. He siatzmo mikadmonu shalolam. I don't want God, Avraham, I don't want his God. And Mimela, that's the Preda. Here first is in a Sia to show it's not just separating like Avraham Avinu wanted to separate. Here it's separating from Avraham and his God. Now it's the Zikr Kavan and the Preda. In the Mela, the whole Heskim is Batal. Avraham Avinu said, I'll be by your side. We're similar. We look alike. We have the same spiritual content. You follow my ways. Lot wanted the money. He wanted sin. He He wanted stone, he wanted kula mashke. He didn't want Avram, he didn't want his God, so the whole Heskim is bottle. That's why Vayipardu Ishmi al Achiv. The brotherhood is done. And so when Avram Avinu goes out to war, it wasn't Alts the Heskin. It wasn't the Heskin. It was because Avraham Avinu realized they were fighting against him, like the Medrash tells us. And that was Kiddush Hashem, and that's why he says, "I'll be morik panatim lekadoshim shemayim," because this is really a war against me. Advarim meirim u'mesamchim. And amidst Hashem, we will continue the next year. We have so much more to talk about. Please stay tuned. Shalom.